Any question? Okay, let's take that on the screen. Question from Brother Baron or Mary Bo from Abia State. Must our tithes be paid to the church? What is the stand of him who uses his tithe money to buy things? Maybe that's what you mean. To buy things and send to the motherless babies' homes. Now listen, the law for tithe says, bring it to the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. You look at the category of people that the tithe is meant for. In Deuteronomy chapter 14, then you will know that it is not meant to be taken anywhere else. Now, tithe, you bring it to the church. It must be to the church. And let me also tell you, you don't pay tithe to an individual minister. Because it's the same thing. You confuse, you don't know where to make an offering to. What you do beside your tithe is offering. And you feel like, we do it here too. I do it too. And like we have some brethren here, they do it. Once in a while, you go to the motherless baby's homes where you know there are needs there, and you take an offering to them. But your tithe goes to the church. And let me tell you, it is in offering that you know who you are, what type of mind you have. Because tithe is the kingdom tax. So it is demanded. There's a punishment that follows it. So, we can say it is because of that punishment that is why you are coming to pay your tithes. But, free will offering now, what you give now is determined by the type of heart that you have. Because, there are some of us that what we give out from an income is higher than what we even give for tithes. Depending on what the need of the person we are helping is. So please, tithe is to the church, mother and baby home, privileged people need brethren that are needful or what you call them, you give them offering. And there is no amount set for it as pleases you. You do that. Thank you. Yes?
God bless you, Pastor. Honestly, Pastor, I want to thank God for your life. You see, I want to thank God for your life, Pastor.
Thank you.
Where I was coming from, It's just a kind of mandatory that everybody, as the year begins, you must pay your first fruit. And that first fruit, somehow along the line, has kept so many people on the other side. How do I mean? Somebody that doesn't work, and somehow along the line has a little money, maybe somebody gave to him. And they will tell that person that show that money first before any other thing. And no wonder the Bible says that my people are perished for lack of knowledge. Now, when you do the argument, they will not tell you that Abraham sold his first son as a first fruit. So I want to thank you because I have, though most of us have made up our mind.
Praise God. Now, you see, this is the reason why God raised up a ministry like this and gave us this platform.
You're right, sir. You're right, sir.
Now, you cannot use Abraham. People cannot meet people like me and say that. Because I know my scripture. Now, is Isaac his first son?
Oh.
Eh? And is Isaac his only son?
No.
So why will you use that as an example? Praise God. Now watch it. In the case of Isaac was a type of Christ. A woman that was declared, okay, go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 11. Through faith also, Hebrew 11 verse 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself, who is the emphasis here? Sarah. Sarah herself received strength to receive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, verse 12, my emphasis, sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sun which is by the seashore innumerable. Listen, as far as the womb of Sarah was, it is not possible for that womb at the age of 90 to bear a child. Therefore, any picking where they dead they are, na burial ground. So, if a child comes out of that womb, it is like a child coming out from the dead. And it was speaking of Christ. Abraham, go and sacrifice him. Because there's another law. Let's open chapter 13, Exodus. Chapter 13, verse 1 and verse 2, first. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. Verse 12. Amen. That thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the males shall be the Lord's. Then he went further. Anyone, because you have to understand what God was doing by telling Abraham to go and sacrifice the only child that woman has. Because that is the child that opened her womb. According to the law, that child belongs to God. And he's supposed to offer the child to God. And he was going to offer the child to God, but God also put a law for redeeming that child. And that is why he knew also how that child is important to his other promises. Instead of killing, then he redeemed Isaac, God himself, with a lamb. So let nobody tell you, use Abraham to dupe you and forwarden you and collect all your money. It is wrong. That is spiritual corruption.
All right, sir.
Yes.
When you talk about the handful of something that you want to give, is this something that comes out of your heart? Or
which one?
You said, you know, it's when the Bible talks about sheep.
A sheep. From your mind, say a handful, just the one you can carry.
Okay, something that comes out of
something
your
that fool your barn.
Okay.
You are just to take a part of it.
Okay.
And bring it to him.
All right, sir.
A handful. That's the meaning of a sheep. Sheep, there is a handful.
Okay. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Okay, let me answer. And is it online member or viewer? Chief Golden Obineche, okay, from River Port Harcourt. I think I spoke to you yesterday. He was showing his appreciation for what we are doing in this ministry. So my question is this. You said that in dedicating a child, something must be dropped in exchange for the baby being dedicated. Is that thing supposed to be a living offering or otherwise? No. We are only trying to fulfill the law of righteousness. Anything is anything. The living sacrifice that has been given to has been done already by Christ. Let nobody make any other sacrifice for any reason. But we are saying, give an offering. And it can be anything.
If you decide to buy goat, maybe it's because you know your pastor likes goat too much, then he go chop up. But not because it is a law. Bring cow. It is because you want so many people to eat out of that your celebration. Because if you bring a big cow, many more people will share from it. You can bring money because you know the people, the church for instance, needs money to do something. So, you know, you bring something you feel can be used for something in the house of God. So it must not be that. Thank you, Chief. Okay, sister.
Pastor, I want to thank you for making us to know that the first fruit offering is not all the money you work for. Like that, before we had a car, this is where I've been coming, and the stress was too much for us. We decided to go to another church. Yes. Is that church, I don't want to mention, is a popular church.
Yes. Go ahead.
I was an usher there. I joined, I have to go to the artist and join usher. But I noticed the key gift, they don't give people time to minister. But last year, I was collecting first fruit offering in where everybody gather in general. I don't want to make sure the church. So,
Praise the Lord. So what's your question?
My question, I saw when everybody was giving first fruit, I was among that was collecting first fruit. And this man was sharing tears. He happened to be somebody I know. He gave all the first fruit.
And he was crying.
He was crying. At the end, they drove the children away from the school throughout January. Now, praise the Lord, church. Where I'm going?
He gave all the first fruits. All the first salary.
Yes, sir.
And at that month, no school fees.
Yes, sir.
And they drove the children from school.
Yes, sir.
And he went to the pastor, maybe, to tell the pastor, I don't feel pay school fees. He said, go and pray. God will do it.
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir. Sir, my question goes like this. What about you said, if you, that is a man, when that first fruit offering, you give part to the church, you give part to your parents.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And I thank you for making us to understand that.
Thank you.
But now my question is, what about the full housewife that they are not working? How will they give to their
We are talking about people who are working. Don't trivialize this thing. We are talking about people who are working or who are doing any business. You are going to enter a business. Businessmen, it is only when you are starting that business. Subsequently, in that business, you don't pay first fruits anymore. Praise God. So don't bring the housewife has no income. Her chop money is not income. So she pays only tithes.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Okay, on the screen, Sister Rita Onya, our online member from Enugu. Pastor, when one is promoted or receives a salary raise, are you to pay first fruit on the increase? No. First fruit is only the first time you start that job, the first salary you receive. Promotion, you pay tithes. Increase in any form, you pay only tithes. Unless you resign from that job, you start another job, then the first income, there again, you pay first fruits. Thank you, our online member, Rita Onya from Enugu. Yes, brother.
Thank you, sir. My question is on the first fruit offering. I have two questions. In 2010, I got a job. Then I made a vow. Before I got that job, I made a vow that I was going to give my first salary. But after, at the cost of the job, so I forgot. Do I say I forgot to give to fulfill the vow? So it was when the job started having issues. So they were almost terminated our contract at that time. I said to my colleague, I made a vow sometime. Who knows if it is not what is causing this thing? Now I fulfilled that vow. But that time my salary had already appreciated. So almost times, more than times two of what my salary started. Now, was I supposed to give that the vow? Was this supposed to be my first salary or the appreciation at that point?
Listen, God, God does not collect osusu. There's something with us. You know, I'm not sure you forgot that offering. I don't agree that you forgot. You should be sincere enough. Just say something happened, you couldn't fulfill that vow. It is now that the job is shaking. Then your conscience is now telling you that thing you refuse to do. What will you use now to challenge God? Before I answer that, I don't want to forget something that sister spoke. It's very important. Now, is it possible that you fulfill a commandment of God, like even paying your tithe, and the next day you can lose your job? Yes. So it's not just that because he paid his first fruits, that is why he lost his job. Because in the same church, somebody can also come and give testimony that after I paid my first fruits, in fact, as I left the church, double my salary was given to me. Somebody can give that type of testimony because it is faith at work. Now, but it is not a doctrine. So, brother, if I were you, to satisfy my conscience, my present salary now, I would take all of it, and with plus I beg on top that God should forgive me. Here is the vow I promise, and out of stinginess, out of stubbornness, I chop all. I don't remember you. Forgive me with one day fast on top.
Sir,
and pay it.
Secondly, sir.
Because it was a vow you made. Yes.
Secondly, sir. Also, I didn't, this understanding that just came now, I never had it. This first fruit now.
Yes.
Now, I'm doing a new job that I started last year, November. So, I didn't give this first fruit offering because I didn't know about it. I was only aware of tithe. So, I've always been paying my tithe. Now, can I correct that?
The purpose of this teaching is for you to correct any wrong. You have already, you're already working out for the past 10 years. You're not going to start paying first fruits again. I'm talking subsequently and those who will have such opportunities to do it. And also, I'm establishing it as a scriptural doctrine to let us know what is the scriptural position for first fruit, so that when the situation confronts you, you will know what to do. And also, for people to stop being deceived by those preachers who want to use the people and make merchandise of them. And teach that they know that that is not the biblical perspective of first fruit. They know that it is a quick way to make money in the early year, early part of the year. They know what they are doing, and it is wrong. So you already know the truth. If they see for one eye, you now you serve it. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I want to thank God for what God has been using you.
Thank you very much.
In this our age, I can say that you are the next Elijah that God has promised us. I have two questions with me.
Yes.
And the first question is, when you are talking, you say something, you know, bringing the first fruit to the altar, the priest will wave it. For example, somebody that is living in a city, the person doesn't have farm where it's cultivated. Can it go to the market and buy some things like fruits and bring it to the other? Or can person bring money and give it to
them? It's okay. I want everybody to understand. What we say, listen very well. What we say is, your first income in any endeavor or venture you go into. If, for instance, you have been jobless, and you now get a job where they will pay you salary. The first salary you receive, get a part of it, not all. A part of it, and bring it to the Lord for the pastor to pray for you. If you are a farmer, after your harvest for that year, get a part of that first harvest for that farm, for that field. Only that year. Subsequently, you don't do that again from the yield from that farm. If what other thing you do, whatever you do, the first income is what we are talking about. So you don't use the money and go and buy coconut or agu and bring it. No. Are you a dealer of coconut?
Thank you, sir. Okay.
God bless. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Man of God, my question is on tithe.
Yes.
We have been to a ministry. There's a ministry in Ikotu we used to go when we are still blind. And I thank God for my fiancé who brought me to this ministry. Because I've been looking for a ministry.
Clap your hands now. He's giving a testimony. When he was blind, he was attending somewhere. But now his eyes of understanding, God has opened. Yes.
So I thank God for this ministry. I'm really, really happy, and my soul rejoices every time I come here. So my question is on tithes. I was taught in that ministry. I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. I even won't jam OPC. Won't cut my head off. So I go to Kotu. Very early in the morning.
To do what?
I was running to church so I can enter inside the church because they are giving body pass before you enter the church. If you don't get that body pass, you're not going to enter inside church. So for you to get that body pass, you must go early, early in the morning. I wake up 3 o'clock, prepare myself, enter motor before going. Before 4 o'clock, I'm there so I can get the body pass. So I belong to there's something they call Salvation First. Before, there's a way they categorize those things in that church, one after another, until you grow to a certain level. So you start from Salvation First.
So what's your question?
My question is on tithe. So they taught us in that Salvation First that we don't pay tithe to any other ministry except the ministry you are going. You don't pay your tithe to any other. Like now, maybe I'm happy in this ministry. My soul is happy. I'm not denying it. What about if I'm not around? Maybe I travel somewhere else. Then I see an end time ministry like this that's preaching the word of God like this. Can't I pay my tithe there? Is it a sin to pay my tithe there? Or is it... I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm hearing another thing. You get boarding pass to enter church.
Yeah, they give boarding pass. I don't know. They give boarding pass. They give boarding pass.
The church is at Ikotu.
If you don't have it, you don't enter.
And what determines, what qualifies you to receive the boarding pass is how early you come.
How early, yes sir.
Maybe that is his own way of making people come early. Oh, can we get boarding pass for this church? How many people, they come very late for this church? You see, that pastor is very smart. You see now, if they say boarding pass, no day, you for wake up early.
You can't sit in front like this. If you
come, let's clap for that church for boarding pass. Praise God.
So my question is...
Now, concerning tithes, listen. The church you belong, that is where you are supposed to pay your tithe. Why? Because, remember, it says, so that there will be meat in my house. So where you feed spiritually from, that is where you pay your tithe. Because remember, it is that tithe that is used to support the ministry. So when you pay your tithe and you give your offerings, you are actually supporting the ministry from where you are feeding. And so you cannot pay your tithe anywhere. Now, if you get transferred from Lagos, for instance, to another town. Now you become a member of a local church there. You must pay your tithe there and not to this place. Because now you are being fed there, not here. Now you are part of that place and you should contribute to that place to bring it up. I have had people who have called me and they are asking me, they want to pay their tithes. The first question I ask, which church do you attend? And I brief them, you can send any offering to support our ministry, but your tithe should go to your church. Some of them say, lie, this is where I am feeding from now. Now here I'm going to send my tithe. But they still belong to another church. Of course, we don't have branches. If we had branch, then you will have naturally gone to look for our branch there and attend. But tithe is paid where you are feeding from. And I can tell you this thing, praise the Lord. In fact, I shared it with Pastor Thomas. There's somebody that is watching us now from the U.S. And it is largely his offering that he pays through our online account, our PayPal account. He seems to be the only one that pays money. All this offering, everything he pays it there. And for 1 year, we didn't know who was this person sending money every time to this account. So somehow, I got his email address and then I linked to him and we started talking. Just last week or so, I was discussing with him. And then he told me his story. As a message believer, was in the U.S. there, is from, he traveled from, he went from church to church and nowhere was satisfying him. So he decided to stay at home, no going to church. So he decided that, well, as a believer, let him just locate a particular ministry in this entire message. He will be sending his tithes and his offerings to them. Until one day he jumped us on the net. And then he started following. And from then on, he connected and this is where he was now feeding from. He washing with us. As I'm speaking now, he is with us. We have put offering. If we check the alert now from our accounts, you will see a notification that he has given building offering, that he has given seed faith offering, that he has given thanksgiving offering. Every offering, you know, it's online. He sends them. Now, he said one day he heard a voice, the voice that spoke to him, that he should stop sending his tithe to that other ministry. Now, he should send his tithe and offerings to Bride Assembly. And he was a little bit confused. Why? Because, you know, that is also a ministry in the entire message. So, one day, he paid it in. After hearing that voice, he left his house. He was just going. He had a terrible accident. When he was able to come out of the vehicle, he was angry and prayed, Lord, I just finished paying my tithes and I'm going out to have accident. This is contrary. He said the voice spoke to him, but I told you where to pay your tithe to. He told me this himself and he asked the Lord to forgive him. And he came and then looked on the net how he can pay. And then he started paying that. That was what he narrated to me about last week. And as soon as he did that, he said a lot of problems he had began to give way. Began to give way. Giving credence to what I am saying, that it is where you are feeding from. He was not feeding from that ministry. He was feeding from this ministry. So it's only normal that he should support it. And most of the streaming service we receive, the monthly payment, we pay from the money that he pays. So it was God that even stationed him there. Because we pay in dollars. Praise the Lord. So that is the answer,
brother.
So that's
my second question is, if you start a new business anytime, not even from the beginning of the year. So I think my question was answered somehow from you.
A new business.
Yes, anytime, middle of the year, anytime. Can you pay?
Any business you venture into. other than from the normal business you are doing. You are branching to another line of business. You are going to another farm. The first income you receive from it, get a part of it. It is first fruit, not tithe. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Pastor.
But subsequently, you will not be paying tithe, tithe, tithe. Yes, sister.
Brother Moses, shalom.
Shalom.
I have two questions to ask Brother Moses.
Yes.
One is, if one gives you money for a business, would you pay from that money?
That is tithe?
No, not tithe. Assuming somebody gives you maybe 2 or 1 million to start a business with.
Listen, you are talking of first fruit?
Yes.
No, that is not that's not a harvest now. That is seed given to you to go and plant. Then when you finish planting, the first harvest is what you use as your first fruit.
And again, at what month of the year? Is it supposed to be only January or any?
Any time. First fruit is during harvest. Your harvest can be 2 weeks after you put in. Your harvest can be 6 months after you put in. Depends on what it is.
God bless you.
God bless you. Listen, church, concerning tithe also, I have tried to explain before. If somebody, listen very carefully, if somebody gives you money to do business, he wants to settle you. Now, sorry, if you have an idea, I need this, and you make a feasibility study and everything, all you need is 1 million naira. Then you apply for that 1 million naira for that purpose. And somebody gives you that 1 million, you don't tithe it. Because it is for a specific purpose. It is a capital. You don't tithe that type of capital. You take that money and put it. If that is the first business you'll be doing in that line, in that line of business, that is your first line of business you are entering into, the first income you receive from there, you pay first fruits, not tithe. Subsequently, you begin to pay tithe. But if it is to boost your business that went down, you calculated you need 1 million, they gave it to you, then you put it to boost your business. The first income you have, maybe the business crumbled before, the first one there, you pay the tithe, not first fruit, because that business you have already paid first fruit. Now, but you are just sitting down, somebody walked to you, and hey sister, what did they do? Nothing. No, you must do something. Take this 1 million and go and do something for yourself. It was not a feasibility study. You will tithe that money. Because it was not a feasibility study. You didn't tie it to a project you want to do that will cost 1 million. Therefore, you will tithe it and ask God, give me idea that I will do with this money. You tithe it. God bless you. Yes.
Thank you, Pastor, for the information I got from the first fruit offering.
Yes.
But my question goes like this. Concerning the issue of tithes, you know, during the time of Israelites, the issue of tithes was given to the people of Levi because they don't have any share in inheritance. So my question was, as a Christian, now Christ have come, must we still be under that law that given to them?
Sorry, yes. It was to meet the need of the Levites.
Yes.
Not only Levites. Not only Levites.
The priests. And the fatherless boy.
The orphans.
The orphans, yes.
The stranger.
The strangers.
And the widow. The widows. That's what the Bible says. Yes. Do we still have widow now?
Yes.
Do we still have orphans now?
Yes.
Do we still have needs in the church?
Yes.
The Bible says those who work at the altar should eat at the altar. Now for altar, they go farm for altar, chop for there. Eh? So it is still applicable now. Thank you. Okay, on Skype, from Spain, Brother Paul. Shalom, church. A brother who is worshiping with us is saying Jesus Christ did not ask us to pay tithe because there is nowhere it is written in the Bible that his disciples paid tithe. But It is very easy to answer such legalistic people. Can he also show us in the Bible where it is written we should not pay tithe? When he show us, then the question will be answered. God bless you. Next person.
The Lord.
Yes.
Pastor, I thank you for all I have learned concerning this issue of false fruit, because from the place I was coming, they told us that every January we should pay all.
Plenty places, they do that.
They say we should pay all. My question now is that, as a businesswoman or man that has been paying the first fruit, are we to continue paying it every 1st January, or that one we paid?
I think somebody asked that question. As a businesswoman?
Yeah.
You say as a businesswoman?
Yeah.
Now you determine when you want to pay. You are to determine when. If you make January your time of taking stock, you know, then you pay it that period.
But my question is that, do we pay every year like that or once?
I say, no, it's okay. It's my duty to explain that. I don't want anybody to be confused. I say, the first income from that your business, immediately you begin to reap profit from that your business. Immediately, you will take part of the profit, not all, part of it, and bring it as your first fruit. After that, any other profit you make is only tithe, no more first fruit. First fruit is only once in the lifetime of that vocation or venture.
If someone...
Okay, another Skype from France, Sister Loretta, Shalom Church. Should one remove all the expenses first before paying tithes? That's a good question. Praise the Lord. Among your expenses, tithe is part of your expenses. Amen. Tithe is number one, because, listen church, listen. That profit that you have, it's supposed to be your net profit. When I say net profit, before your income reaches your hand, all expenses, statutory expenses, have been deducted. Even including whatever loans that are deducted from source have all been deducted. Then, that is your profit. Now, your partner in that profit is God. And before you begin to settle your own personal liabilities from that profit, give your partner your own first, so that you don't budget including your own. That is why you pay your tithe first before you begin to look at who else are they owe. How much for gas? How much for electricity? How much for what? And things like that. So take God own aside first. 10% belong to Him from that profit. God bless you, Loretta. Yes. Who was asking?
Praise the Lord. Someone who served somebody, and after the service you were settled, can someone pay tithe from the amount you were settled from your master?
I think I've just explained that. You will tithe it.
Okay. And another question is this. Let's assume all along the business you had problem with the business, and you got another money to join to the business. When you started the business, you were not aware of first fruit, and now you had problem with the business, and you got money from somewhere.
If that business never had first fruit paid before, now you want to start it all over after it crashed, it is only wise that you pay first fruit offering when you start.
Okay.
correct all the wrong. But only once. Final person, yes.
Shalom, sir.
Bless you.
Sir, please, what's the difference between first fruit offering and wave offering?
First fruit offering.
And wave offering.
It is the first fruit that is waved. That is the wave offering. It is the first fruit that you
Sir, who waves it? The pastor
or? It is written there, the priest.
The priest.
I said that law was a type of Christ. Christ fulfilled it.
Okay. So it's not done these days?
No, to stand up.
Because I was going to ask why.
Oh, of course. Listen. When you bring your offering before a pastor, he's going to bless you.
Yes.
It's expected that you will wave it before the Lord to receive it while he's blessing you. It's normal.
And then, let me use myself as an example. Like, something's entered for me to sell. What do I do? Do I pick from the items that I'm supposed to sell to as a first fruits, or should I sell and then take from it as first income?
When you sell, the income that comes from that sale, the first one you sell.
Okay.
Whether now at the close of your first business day.
Okay.
At the close of your first business day. The first business day of the year. That's a very relevant question. At the close of the first business day of the year.
Okay.
Because you have closed the shop for your holiday. Now you are starting your business again. Okay. You are starting that business. Sorry, not the first day of the year. You are starting that business. They just sent clothes to you from America.
I'm not starting. It's on. But something entered newly.
No, that's nothing. That's increase. Yeah. You only pay your tithes.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, sir. Please, whenever I come across this portion of the Bible, I feel confused. Where they call Jesus the first begotten of the dead. I was just wondering, but during his earthly ministry, he rose Lazarus up, he rose Jairus' daughter up and all that. Why is he called the first begotten?
So, well, this is what I teach today. You are thinking of your market that is arriving from America. Jesus is the first begotten from the dead. Verse 29 of Romans chapter 8 says that we are called to conform to the image of his dear son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. All the children of God, we are condemned to death. All of us were under the curse of death. And he too came under that curse and died. The harvest of God's children began from him.
Okay.
Grave could not hold him captive. That is the hope. He has come, and the rest of us also are coming. That is why he is the first begotten from the dead. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Let me read one scripture. Can we stand up? Open your Bible. Underline it in your Bible. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Leviticus 27 verse 30. This is what the Bible says. It says, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Somebody say, it is holy unto the Lord. Say it again. I know why I'm emphasizing it. Say it again. This is why I am saying it. Go to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25. All of us, shall we read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. It is a snare to the man who devoured that which is holy, and after vows to make. Pay your tithe. It is holy unto the Lord. He said, and it is a snare to devour that which is holy. And while you are expecting your breakthrough this year, God also works by His principle. Place your hand on your chest. You just take this simple prayer for just 2 minutes. This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Hallelujah.
This is my earnest cry.
This is my desire.
This is my earnest desire.
Give me the power to do your will. Oh, I pray.
Sing anointing.
Oh, in my heart, over my hands.
Oh,
my hands.
Oh, give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord,
I pray.
Sing anointing.
Oh, in my life, over my hands. Soul, I had to talk. He was the power, Lord.
Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. You will observe that in this ministry we have tried as much as possible to be as sincere as possible. Stand where the scripture stands so that we can have a reason to pray and heaven must answer. We have taught you how to prosper. When you make a vow, keep that vow. God said you will demand it. The accuser of the brethren, when he comes against you, he should find nothing to accuse you. Stay clean. When you are stingy, nobody will remember you. Favor will never come to a stingy person. You see? When you live a dirty life, angels step away from you and demons gather around you. You live an unclean life. We try to tell you these things. Connect your presence to God. With God. Connect it with God. This year shall be your year of breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare this week that your progress shall be unstoppable. I declare this week that your life shall be untouchable. This week shall be a week of establishment in the name of Jesus Christ.